The Taming of the Shrew by William Shakespeare, introduced by Richard Eyre.
Shakespeare's plays often seem open to diametrically opposed interpretations. It's one source of their endless fascination. Looked at from one point of view, The Taming of the Shrew is an unappealing work, locked in the prejudices of its time. Kate is a feisty, independent young woman who is forcibly broken into orthodoxy. A woman will benefit from being slapped around a bit, the play seems to say. Eventually, Kate must submit to her husband, just as the people must submit to their masters, and all of us to God. But looked at from another point of view, this is a world in which the women are firmly on top. Kate addresses her famous submission speech at the end of the play to the other women on stage, but in context, it's ironic. She argues that the wife must submit to the husband because the man is the breadwinner. Yet the woman to whom she says this is a wealthy widow married for her money by the gold digger Hortensio. If Kate were planning her wedding today, she would keep her husband happy by including the word obey in her vows, sure in the knowledge that once married, she'd be the one who would be writing the script.